Okay.
Jeff, you got the microphone?
Good luck.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes I don't know.
Okay. We're going to go live.
My only job.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
Rolling.
Okay, we will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting in order at 5:05 p.m. on Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. From the year, the minutes from our last meeting on January 13th, were there any changes or corrections?
Your name was Ms. Sullivan.
My name?
There was a typo. Just a second.
Oh, you're right. Under employment training agreement, says Mayor Denaniel. Mayor Denaniel.
Okay. But I wasn't even...
Slight typo. Slight typo. It's all good. Thank you. I'm glad you caught that, because my eyes did not.
I didn't catch it either.
It's abnormal for you. That's funny, because you weren't even here.
So, well, I'm here, but okay. I do read the minutes now.
Okay. Appreciate that. Okay. I will make a motion. We approve the minutes with the noted change.
Second.
Motion and second to further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. Dan and I approve. Lisa abstains. Okay, we're going to go off the agenda a little bit for a moment for the encroachment agreement for 417 North Elm Street. Come on up. I need your name and your address. Tell me what you're wanting to do or have done or
whatever. Well, my name is Sean Trumbull. I live at 417 North Elm Street.
Okay.
When we purchased the property, there was a shed at the back on the alley. Mm-hmm. And we moved it to the Wygand Street side.
Okay.
And I put a small addition on it to house my motorcycles.
Okay.
And then the city...
Planning commission or planning board.
Yeah, came by and left me a note saying I need to check into where it says.
It's, okay. Because you're encroaching on the right-of-way.
I am encroaching on the right-of-way,
sure.
Yes.
So the shed that we're seeing on the picture that was in the back of the property has now been, you said, and then you added some additional space onto it for your motorcycles?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Utilities, do we have any issue? That area? No? No? Shake your head? No? No. Shoda, I'm assuming that's a no for you. Okay. Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns from the Board of Works?
It's not like that. It's a heavily traveled road.
Right.
Right. Plus, it looks like they measured 12 foot from whatever the pavement is off the where the shed is located. So that seems to be enough room.
Is it a concrete foundation or is it just straight onto the ground? Or
it's stone. I got some stone under there. And
yeah.
Some blocks.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which, once I get it settled, then I plan to cover that up. So,
oh, I got you. Okay. Any other questions? You good, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 417 North Elm Street as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I'll tell you what we always do is if for some reason, which I cannot imagine this ever happening, but if for some reason we do have to get into that area for utility stuff or whatever, we will work with you to try to figure out a way to get around it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So next steps for him?
You will be able to call over to the planning department tomorrow by noon and to fill out the rest of the paperwork that needs to be completed.
Okay.
Okay. So you're almost done.
Done to them.
Thank you.
You're almost done. Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
You
appreciate
also,
it.
Yep. Take it easy. You also have to make every council meeting for 18 months.
Send me a schedule.
Next up is the conflict of interest statement for employee Andrea Picanew. This is for the father-daughter dance. Matt, do you want to comment on this at all?
It's for her daughter. Her daughter's being one of the princesses. And so it's just, she's not going to make anything off of it.
She's not making any money off of it? Oh, wait, Andrea's not.
Andrea's making, not.
Gotcha. I mean, okay.
So.
You mean that she'll be friends with that princess, right? That's Disney speak.
Or
that she's not the princess. She's friends with the princess.
She's friends with the princess.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Any questions regarding the conflict of interest statement?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
Okay.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion.
Are you competing?
All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the approval of non-reoccurring utility charges. So this is also known as kind of our, I think, miscellaneous charges for services and equipment.
Yes.
Leslie, I'm assuming you put this together.
I did. Yeah, because there are several things on here that we've actually added into the ordinance that are coming up on council meeting for the utilities. But you'll see that there were several things on here that were not previously spelled out. Sean and I sat down and reviewed, and he said, well, definitely we're losing money at this point in time, keeping the rates as they were. So the first one, obviously the cemetery lots, we were at $300. All of the other cemeteries are at $400, so to stay in accordance with that.
Yeah.
We don't have many left, but we've bumped that up to $400. And then again, service calls up to $75. This is for after hours. And as we go down, meter tampering, Sean wanted to add, there was no second offense added. So we've had this with a customer. So first offense is $300, second offense is $500. So that maybe they'll stop tampering with their water meter. But and then obviously there's additional fees. But just some additional updates just to get into compliance with rates for payroll and supplies. And
so in this, where, for instance, let me see if I... So mowing equipment, that's just a per-hour kind of thing. But mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a scenario in which you would have the fee plus labor, basically. So if it were something where, I'm not even sure. I guess jet machine, I guess we wouldn't even do that for a private, though, would we?
No.
We have? Okay. But we charge that direct, obviously. With the
like a company, some plumbing company or something one time, I think.
They couldn't get it or they need, okay. Right. Gotcha. So, okay. Questions regarding the charges for services and equipment? Yeah, I know. I should have. When does this go into effect?
As soon as you approve it.
Oh, sorry. You want to buy it right now before we go in? I'll make a motion. We approve the changes to the charges for services and equipment as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Bills.
All right. I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable in the amount of $293,289.90 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated January 27, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable in the amount of $981,481.71 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated January 27, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $295,584.59 plus overtime in the amount of $12,494.24 for a total of $308,078.83 for the pay file ending January 9th, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,300 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated January 27, 2026 for checks for volunteer fire clothing.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,000 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated January 27, 2026 for EFT payments for volunteer fire clothing allowance.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up, department head reports. Thomas.
Just want to clarify in case there's any question on that. Some of the volunteers got theirs EFT, and some of them got them in check form. So that's why they were.
Yes. There was no double dipping. They just, it was their preferred form of payment.
Correct.
No, they just have it returned back their EFT forms.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we're being a little hard-nosed and saying, until you return the EFT form, we won't give you your check, because we see a lot of, no offense to the volunteer firefighters, that we appreciate all they do, but we see a lot of times they lose the check. Right? Mm-hmm. So we're constantly trying to...
And we've been trying to move everybody to EFT.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to clarify so that it was known why there was both. Adam's going to be taking 101 in for repairs. I had said that it was out for a leaf spring repair. That's done. Now he's going to be taking it. There's some coolant and oil leaks he's going to be repairing, so it's going to be down for about a week while he does that. On the equipment that we ordered before the end of the year, a lot of that equipment that we ordered it for our new engine, expecting it now in June, July-ish, we had some money that we needed to get spent for equipment. So a lot of that came in. Mike's been keeping track of what all we've got received and what all is supposed to be delivered yet, so that I can get those invoices to Leslie, and it's, a lot of it has already came in. Still looking at all of our possibilities for 800 radios. And then the west side of the fire station, that repair has been completed. And the
It has been completed.
If you get a chance, take a look at that. It looks pretty decent with that wainscot on it. It also makes it so that if we have any further damage on the west side, we can just take off that lower area and replace those little pieces of metal. So, and then the metal around the garage doors, the lower parts of it, were replaced due to corrosion. Looking at we're still looking at some of the quotes that we got in for hose testing. Cody's kind of spearheading that. The breathing air compressor is on order, which has been a source of just irritation for the last several years. And then the old bottles that were with the old system, because it's basically junk, nobody will even give us a trade-in value on it. Those bottles don't have to be hydro-tested, so working with a company to use the old bottles off of this existing compressor and putting those on the fire engine that replaces the ones that are undersized for our air packs and that have to be hydro tested every so often. So kind of working to play and actually get some value at least out of the old system.
Okay. Question to the top. Thank you. GP.
Officer Jansen, Officer Bedwell in their fourth week of FTO, progressing very well, so pleased with that. Officer Garman, Officer Blocker, and Officer Didion are in their fourth week at the academy, doing good. Test scores are well, so pleased with their progression down there. Our community event, the Build Lego Creation with Local Police, filled up within 3 hours. So that was, glad it filled up. We want to try to keep those events smaller. I know some people are questioning why they didn't have more. I want to try to keep that so we have good interaction with the kids and the police, so
sure,
not overwhelmed with kids and
just
trying to keep it small. So we'll do more of those events as time goes on, in the near future. So it's a we say building community relations one brick at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and people are saying, why didn't they get a larger venue? We're doing a deep plan so it can hold like 200 people. But that was the point, was to try to keep it small. So.
Yep. It's a little more personal that way anyway.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. This past weekend, snowstorm, we worked 7 property damage accidents, and that was including slide-offs and out on 30. No personal injury accidents, so knock on wood for that. Good. Had some disabled vehicles, people out and about, just their cars not working well in the cold. So. Other than that, really wasn't much police activity over the weekend due to the storm. Helped Kelly with the mobile vehicles downtown so we could get those areas cleaned up. And dispatch really was uneventful. I'm not much to report there.
Question to Garrett. Thank you. Kelly.
Yeah, we have been busy since Sunday. We came in
Sunday and then came in early Monday morning and started in again. I just want to thank Gary for his help uptown, and probably tomorrow we'll have some. We're going to try to target the piles around town and get them hauled out. And he may have a couple officers help us, probably himself and maybe Chris, for traffic control in some of the spots are kind of hard to get out of there with traffic. So appreciate their help on that. And also Matt from Park, him and Mark Hahn ran alleys for us Sunday afternoon. They did the west side, and Mike Cook and Brian, one of his employees, ran the east side alley. So
yeah,
it's always a huge help for us because we're busy doing uptown and just taking care of the streets. So big shout out to them guys. Great. Appreciate your help. And tomorrow also, they're going to supply some guys to all the snow we're going to be hauling down behind the old fire museum. We got to have someone just pushing it up and trying to stack it. Because we're going to have so much. So I think Mark Hahn's going to be down there working on that, and we'll have a couple of their drivers. And then we had to get boxes out of our big trucks at the end of the day today, and we got all the cul-de-sacs pushed off, and got the big trucks ready to go in the morning. The water department has two of the 2 tons that we normally borrow from them down.
Yeah.
So I'm going to contact Greg Salesman from Salesman Trucking.
Okay.
And he's going to come in and work with us with the triaxle.
Okay. So,
we're going to go that route. So hopefully myself and the loader, and then one probably Tony in the back of us. We'll have 2 crews uptown. So it could be a little hectic uptown tomorrow. So just kind of giving everybody a forewarning on that.
Yep.
On the sewer side, our back truck, we were out doing a job, and it's not, the hydraulics quit working. So we've been, Adam's trying to navigate through that, and working with the company on that over the phone. And I think the hydraulic pump may be gone. That machine's a 2007. So then trying to find a hydraulic pump is kind of rough right now, so we're trying to work through that. So we've got a water department's jet machine that we're going to be, if we have anything pop up, we'll have to get theirs and try to open up any sewers or anything like that. So trying to work through that kind of stuff. As far as the event goes, we had a couple the normal stuff, hydraulic hoses break on plows, things like that, but we got them back going, and I think it was pretty minor. So
when you're plowing in negative degree weather, it probably isn't a
Our truck hit a curb and blew, I think it turned the plow and just too much pressure, just blew a hole right through it.
Wow.
So it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And a shout out to our guys. I mean, I think they did a good job. They were everybody was staying at it, and I think it worked out all right.
Good. Yep. Questions? Comments? I think we got. There's a lot of. There's a lot of people really appreciate it. So good. Matt.
We got the water line into the dog park before the nasty weather got here. Just waiting on the fence quotes now. RNC and Arrow is where I'm getting quotes from. We also sold out of the father-daughter tickets this year faster than we have in previous years. Yep. It was quite amazing. Usually we have one or two still left by the date or the week of.
Yep.
And we've been going now for out for like 2 weeks. So we sold 800 tickets, and that's just for the both nights. The new recreation coordinator is jumping in. He's getting the baseball and softball ready to go. Online started Monday. And then the in-office will be February 9th after the father-daughter dance is over. So.
Questions on that? Thank you. Chip?
So, just as you guys know, so you know, I had to be acting mayor last week, and it was way in over my head, but we got everything done. I know you guys have been waiting on your seat to hear when the railroad was going to be done of the trail. We applied for the permit today, so as soon as weather breaks, we're going at it. Dan, that was only $2,000 for a permit. We need to increase ours. So I got direction from the RDC to we're actively pursuing Smith Brothers towing area. I have to get appraisals and demo cost on that for the appraisals and on the jail. So that's taking some time. We are redoing, we renamed our CIP fund that we give money to. And the mayor came up with the greatest name. It's Business Enhancement
Grant. Yes. To be fair, I didn't realize the acronym of BEG, just for the record. It was not meant to be that way. It is humorous, but Business Enhancement Grant
so
is what we're doing.
I'm getting the application ready. We've got a full application I'm going to do, so that should be interesting.
So on that note, though, obviously, we probably will end up having a CIP committee meeting in the near future because
to approve
want
it.
The CIP committee to approve kind of the new program. And again, this really comes down to a couple of things. Number one is resources are tighter now than they were. Number two, we really want to put more safeguards and kind of guardrails on things so it's a fairer process in general. So and again, that came out of that conversation with CIP.
So BEG grant will be coming very soon to the community. We end up picking a BOT, that's Build Operate Transfer, for the amphitheater Meyer Nagin. And we are getting ready to have kickoff with them within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully we'll start seeing some work done down at Eagle Park when the weather breaks. Other than that, I didn't even shovel my driveway at home. I was too lazy.
Wow.
So I wish that Kelly would have came over or something. But
well, that vacation did you well because all of a sudden you're on fire.
Oh, I'm refreshed. I'm back. I'm ready to attack it.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Mike?
We had several houses call in because they have frozen water pipes.
Oh, yeah.
What we found most of the time is these newer homes, the water comes in the garage, and people forget that they have to put the garage door down or that. So we've been checking the meter pits, and they're flowing there, so we tell them that it's in their house and that, so.
Stinks.
I think I called Leslie to put that out on
page
and that.
And we've got to put out on the city's Facebook page as well. So
because that, you know, I hate to do any damage on the inside of the house. But
I think there's times where people think we put that out just to pad your pocket, if you will. Not your pocket, but your department. But in reality, that slow drip makes a huge difference on whether or not those pipes freeze. And again, it's really for their convenience, not for ours. I mean, the end of the day. So
what's really bad is the same people had their house freeze last year, and they're not, you know, they don't think, well, hey, it's worse than it was last year.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to leave the pipe.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very cold out.
Yes,
it's very cold out. And for a very long time. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not looking warm anytime in the near future. So is that it?
Yeah.
Questions of Mike. Thank you. Mike.
I just want to make a point. I wasn't throwing my other driver.
No, I know you weren't.
We just had an incident on the first snow, and then we had one on this one. But, I mean, everything. I mean, nobody was hurt, or we didn't break anything major.
Yep.
So it was just kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Ongoing joke that I have with him. So received our patch kit for our dice store. Now we just need decent weather to fabricate the patch and install it. So we're going to gear in sludge report. I've got to get that to the EPA. That's due in February, about the middle of February. And then I still have to finish up the, after retreat, I'll finish up the steel dynamics report and get that done. That's going to be a little late this year, but they will get it. And just our day-to-day is waiting for it to warm up.
Yes, for sure. Questions of Mike? Thank you. Leslie? Oh, Marcia, do you have anything? Okay. Leslie?
I have nothing.
Okay. Obviously, city retreat's coming up on Thursday and Friday of this week. I know there's been plenty of thoughts and comments that have been put on social media. I will tell you, those retreats have paid tremendous dividends. They've been happening since back when Mayor Fleck, I think, at least. Maybe even Mayor Glassley. Yeah. So they've been had, this is not a new thing. But they are absolutely critical to the camaraderie and to the planning and all that stuff. So I know we don't like to spend taxpayer money that way, and most 90-some percent of the time we don't, but I really feel like this retreat is so critical to the future of the city. I will stake my career on it. I think it's that important. So with that being said, that is coming up Thursday and Friday. I will be in Indianapolis tomorrow, just so you're aware. We have Mayor's Roundtable down there, but it's because we're going to go to the State House and chat with our legislators about some of the things that are happening there. I do want to recognize the passing of Don Langlo, who was a city council member, was a planning commission member for, I don't know, a long time. And so, you know, he gave a lot of service, a lot of, you know, development, a lot of things to the city. And so I do want to recognize his passing, and our prayers are with his family during this time, obviously. Next week's a little crazy, but fire and police pension meetings coming up, right? We're good to go. You have those on your calendar, I'm assuming, Leslie?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, we got to get you on this. We can't get this on your calendar then. And let's see, what else is going on here? Father-daughter dance and lots of things. So anyways, long story short is appreciate everything the departments have done, are doing. Obviously, I think we fared pretty decently well with the snowfall compared to what other communities have. We got lots of kudos. You guys got lots of kudos for the snow plowing, what happened. Again, it's not easy to be behind a plow for 12 hours straight and then come back and do the same thing the next day. So we appreciate that. Thanks to everybody who pitched in for that. I think it made a big difference. So with that...
Dan. I can't
top
that.
So. Oh, what do you think?
I don't have anything.
Okay. We have no press. We have no audience. So we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.